Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is staffing your team. Before that, I hope that you are doing okay. Omicron, whatever is going on right now, I hope that you're doing fine and that your family is fine. Knock on wood, over here, we are doing pretty great. I've been having an amazing year so far, Omicron aside, and I hope that you are too. This episode is going to be a quickie one because I've got a nice Amarone already in the decanter waiting for me. So let's get to it. Staffing your team is one of the most important things that you do as a manager and even more so as an executive. It is crucially important for you to understand how do you do it, how much should you do it, when should you do it. And I'm finding that people who have been in this rodeo quite a few times, who have managed before, are still having a hard time. How many people should I be bringing on? Should I be bringing on more people right now? Should I be hiring not as fast as my CEO wants? It's tough. I know it is tough. So in this episode, I'm going to give you a few rules of thumb. First of all, everything else being equal, I pretty much always would rather to have a smaller team than a bigger team. Why? Because it makes everything easier. I'm not even talking about budget. You know, let's say hiring two more engineers would move nothing in the budget. I still would rather have a smaller team when possible. And that is because every single person adds overhead. Every single person requires more management. And unless you have a really good reason to bring on those extra people, you should actually wait. You should suffer a bit. It should be harder a bit before bringing on more people. I've learned it on my flesh in teams I've worked in. Teams that grew too fast often became bloated, became satiated with working hands. And this is how you create from the get-go a culture where impact per engineer is extremely low. Contrast that with WhatsApp, that were sold for how many billions of dollars, had, I don't know, hundreds of millions of users, and if I recall correctly, something like 15 engineers. And that's before we had everything we have right now. You know, they didn't have AWS set up allowing them to do stuff within minutes. They had to work much harder. And yet, with 15 people, they had a backend of massive scale. They had iOS apps, Android apps, all native, and I know companies who would now have three times the size of a team serving maybe 200,000 people. So how can you even try and compare the impact per engineer in that case and the other? So yes, I would rather have a smaller team, and you should not be reaching for that hiring lever too soon. But I said all else being equal. Now we are not in such an equal time. Now getting talent is so much harder for so many different people, and I get that. And therefore, if you're in a situation where from the minute where you decide, you realize, I really need someone, to having someone on the team, if it takes 3-4 months at least, then yeah, maybe you cannot allow yourself to wait till the pain has proved itself. So my next recommendation for teams that are growing quite faster and are not finding it easy to staff positions, because some of my clients do have it easier than others, but if you are not as lucky, I would say that you should always be hiring, you should always be nurturing your network, you should always be talking to people, and if the opportunity presents itself to hire someone who really is an A player, go ahead, by all means, do that. You can always have an extra pair of hands or two, but to do that, you have to be honest with yourself and only truly allow hiring the A players, only the best people. When you're hiring opportunistically like this, you should not be allowing a medium level engineer, certainly no juniors, because those positions are easier to staff quickly. And I see too many companies that for some reason decide that, yeah, we're going to always be hiring because that's the right thing to do in the current market. But they don't do this sort of division between what roles are we hiring for, how urgent every position it is to fill, and therefore they end up having the wrong people hired. Because, hey, we can hire that person, let's bring him on board. But hey, that person is a medium engineer. There really was no real reason to rush that. So why are we doing it? I always tell my clients, if you find someone who is golden, by all means, grab them. But if you're just seeing another person and you're like, yeah, that's a good hire, that's a solid hire, but nothing special. So unless you need that position staffed right now, wait. And yes, I know that sounds hard or scary, but that is the only way to create a team in the long term that is healthy and culturally sound. Now, if you're in a scale-up, if by definition, what you're doing right now, if your objective from the CEO to the board, the objective is we're going to grow the team threefold in the next 18 months, I'm sorry. What you're going to be doing is hiring people. And that has a priority over actual delivery in most scale-ups I'm seeing. That has a priority over creating a team that is highly performant because we're actually bringing on more people to cover for the average impact per engineer in the organization. We're not optimizing for impact per engineer. We're saying, all right, we have this okay-ish impact per engineer, and now we're going to get the general impact higher by just shoving more and more people in the organization. And sometimes that makes sense. I know teams where you don't need a bunch of seniors, where you do need a lot of working hands because you have a very complex system that requires a lot of manual labor. That's the way it is sometimes. But if you don't have a really good reason, then you should not be doing it, because you actually are bringing on more overhead when it comes to managing them. You are making product work a lot harder, feeling the need to come up with more specs, more features, more ideas, more experiments than they actually need, than they actually have the time to process and learn from. So you're creating a bunch of features that go into the void. They get deployed. Maybe someone uses them. Who knows? But no one actually ever looks at them a month later and says, have these actually worked out for us? Did they prove themselves? We just keep on piling more and more features, more and more work, because we have all of these working hands that need to be fed Jira tasks. And that, my friends, is not how you create a world-class engineering team. So, to summarize, unless hiring seems to be coming easier for you than the rest of the companies you're seeing, you should always be hiring, but ensure that every single one of your hiring managers understands the urgency with every position they are filling. Some have we're always going to hire someone if they're that good, and some are, we're going to hire them only if they make sense at that specific point in time. You need to be clear about that. Your hiring managers have to understand that, or you're going to be getting the wrong sort of people. You're going to start compromising for the A players being replaced with, at first, just one or two B players, and you can usually see quite a rapid decline from that point. So be aware of that. Ensure that everyone in your organization understands this, and build your organization in a healthy way. Again, scale-ups, you do whatever you have to do, but the rest of you, as you're growing, if you're before product market fit, if you're seed A, B stage companies, you probably don't need to do that. So don't go for that instinct of what seems to be hip currently in the industry. Everyone is hiring a bunch of people. We just tripled the team. Usually, the teams are not about amassing more people. You're not a virus trying to spread yourself in the globe. Usually, what we're looking for is impact. And more often than not, focusing on impact per engineer can show better results than really focusing on getting more engineers. I'll let you think about that. If you have any comments, if I managed to piss you off, let me know. My email is always in the show notes, and I'm always happy to hear what all of my listeners are thinking. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. And that's it for this week. I'm going to go and enjoy my Amarone, and you make sure to tune in next week on my next episode. Thank you. Talk soon.